Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The phone number out in the next segment, then I'm going to cover the latest on the Ukraine, the economy. ATF agent says raiding gun store was, quote, fun, and professor calls for climate change deniers to be imprisoned. That's all coming up, but I had some other news I wanted to get to, and I know it's my fault, guys. I'm always losing everything. Will you guys give me another video list, audio list? Because I had that whole rundown in here, and now I can't find it as usual. This is like an explosion of stuff in here. I got a bunch of other stuff I want to get to coming up. We got Jakari Jackson's special report on Feinstein spying I want to get to. Leanne McAdoo has Dancing with the Diversions. That's an excellent report. And we've also got, KTLA, Patrick's Day earthquake coverage. We're going to get to the Ayers Armory raid that the ATF says is, quote, fun, and more. So that is some of what's coming up. And then it's not Harvey Dent joining us. It's the economist who's going to be joining us. Get ready for the Dow at 6,000 by 2016, says top pro CNBC. And that, of course, who they're quoting is Dent. So we're going to have Harry Dent, not Harvey Dent, but he's just as cool, joining us for a full hour. So we'll talk with him, or I'll talk over him for 30 minutes, and then we'll have some of your phone calls. If the crew makes me give the number out and take them. So that's why I've joked around that I tend to lollygag in getting to your phone calls, but we're getting a little bit better in a glacier-like movement way, but over time things do move. So that is going to be coming up as well on this edition of the Worldwide Transmission. And again, we are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we come back with InfoWars Nightly News at 7 o'clock Central. I was going crazy here. I need to hit refresh on InfoWars.com because it was saying the Monday edition. I was like, there's no way it's Monday. Everybody knows because Obama said so that it's Tuesday. So on the Tuesday, March 18th edition of the Alejandro Show, we're going to be breaking down the sanctions they're trying to impose on Moscow over their so-called invasion of Ukraine, which Russia has responded to with much derision. We're also examining which foreign power may step up to technically manage the Internet after the U.S. effectively gives up control. And that is what I want to get into, because there's all this news about, you know, China and Russia will have control of the Internet and all this. No, folks, that's not what's happening. They're handing it over to corporate interests. We're going to be breaking all of that down as well. So that is what is coming up here on the worldwide broadcast today. And got another sickening report here. Mental health hospitalizations increase in children. Nearly 10% of children are hospitalized for mental health diagnosis, but minority children are frequently overlooked. They're very lucky, aren't they? That's because they don't, on average, I guess, have more money to suck out of mommy and daddy. It's the trendy thing now, you know, your kid's on a bunch of red dye and a bunch of sugar and a bunch of crud, and you put them on Prozac-type drugs, and they really get mentally ill. And then, oh, we better hospitalize your five-year-old. And it's like, mom goes, my child has a mental illness. I'm going through a lot. I'm even going to get government assistance now. And it's like really the coolest thing to do. And then they can really screw your kid up and give them, you know, electroshock therapy when they're 10. It's a therapy. Just like a Patriot Act's patriotic, or the Affordable Care Act's affordable, and doubles, triples your prices. And then by the time your kid's 20, they can be totally mentally ill and mind-wiped, artificially schizophrenic, talking to themselves on a street corner, and you can wash your hands of them. You know, we don't know why Ginny is a mentally ill woman on the street. We don't know why Bobby is, but we did the best we could with the doctors. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to open the phones up on any subject you wish to discuss coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to give that number out, but I'd like to get your take on LeBron James and all these movie stars and people being used to push Obamacare. People need to reach out to their managers, need to reach out to them at games or on the street if you see them, any of the idiots promoting this, and say, look, it taxes payrolls of poor people. Obama broke that promise to not raise taxes on anybody making less than $250,000 a year. It cuts hours from 40 to less than 30 for most people. It doubles, triples, quadruples prices. It's got death panels, kicks you off pre-existing conditions, and raises six other taxes on top of that one on poor people. I mean, this thing is meant to blow our engine out and make people go on welfare. And you look, one reason I have a problem with sports people is that when I was growing up, sports folks were not as arrogant as they are now. And people that were successful, it was all about not being arrogant. And, man, I got to tell you, living in Austin, I run into UT football players. I run into professional folks, and they are just mentally ill, arrogant people walking pit bulls downtown and bumping into people like they're God and just as a whole, sports people act like a bunch of narcissistic, mentally ill twits. Because because they've been told by the brainwashing system they're God, so other people think, oh, the emperor's wearing beautiful clothes. Well, really, they're butt naked, but you don't want to admit that, you know, you don't see how beautiful and wonderful it all is, so you just get obsessed with it. And then, meanwhile, the globalists take over the whole planet while you're obsessed with Angelina Jolie telling you the UN's going to save you, or LeBron James saying, sign up for, you know, Obamacare. And they've got all these yellow ribbon programs. Want to give money for breast cancer. Want to give money for this. Want to jog in a, you know, 10K for breast cancer. Hey, I'll give money to a program discovering why breast cancer is up multi-thousand percentage points and why the U.S. and Europe lead it worldwide. I will give money to find out why infertility's exploding. It'd be like if suddenly where I live in Austin, Texas, we broadcast worldwide, or let's say you live in Dallas or London or New York or wherever. If 100 people were getting shot, last time I checked, it's like 100 people are dying in all of New York with 10, 20 million people, whatever it is, you know, every week or two from breast cancer. If every week or so 100 people were being shot dead randomly in the greater New York City area. What is it, like 10 million in Manhattan? You count all the other boroughs, it's like 20 million or something. That would be big news. And it wouldn't be, we're trying to find a cure to the 44 Magnum that is being fired into people's heads in Brooklyn and in Manhattan and in Harlem and in Queens. It would be, who is shooting the people? Wouldn't be, let's find a cure to serious gunshot trauma to the head. But that's the crazy logic. So I'm at Walgreens getting something. Just like to give money for breast cancer. No. Why not? Because I know what's doing it. It's glyphosate in the water table that literally grows breast tumors. On record, they admit that. So we don't even need money to find out what's doing it. That and estrogen and other estrogen mimickers and the birth control in the water from the runoff, and they added as well. AP did a study, I think it was 6-7 years ago, of major cities and found we don't know why there's levels of serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other things in the water that, you know, in some cases is 100 plus times what it should be even from runoff. It's being added, Dumbo. It's not just running off. Of course they're adding it to the water. They're adding it all. Look at the general public going completely mentally ill right now. The average so-called fluoride they add is Grignard reagent, toxic waste from aluminum smelting, and fertilizer processing from mines. They mine the stuff for the, it's in limestone mines. Places like Florida and places. It's got uranium in it as well. It's got uranium. That's where they mine the uranium. It's the same place they get the fertilizer. And they just put it in your water lovingly. So I'd like to hear from you on that subject. I'm kind of digressing. I got a bunch of news to get to on Russia. The point is that we know why all this is happening. We know why all this is going on. And it's being done by design. I mean, I'm going to explain that again. Glyphosates have been rolled out, Roundup, you name it, to be used at a ubiquitous level. It's everywhere. And I'm here to tell you what's going on. And you can go check it out for yourself in 5 seconds if I'm not telling you the truth. So, see, I'm not here like everybody else to try to keep the problem going and then set up industries off of the problem. I'm here to try to end the problem. Because, see, I have 3 children, and that's what I care about. And I want you to succeed and be successful. The globalists do not. They're in competition with a strong society, a strong male-driven society, a patriarchal society. They're threatened by a real Americana. They're threatened by 1776 that will empower women and everybody else. They're threatened by individualism. They're threatened by normal, healthy societies because they'll be dominant and they'll explode. The globalists have already dominated the world. They want to shut down anything that could ever reverse that. So here's the headline. Breast cancer survivors told to remove pink ribbon in home. 16-year-old Linda Karp, breast cancer, beat breast cancer. 16 years ago, and she has been doing her part to keep the disease in the public eye. So it was with pride that she put a large pink ribbon inside her home for 3 years. But not everybody was happy. Cart was shocked when she received a letter from the Homeowners Association to remove the ribbon. You know, homeowners associations, most of them aren't that bad that I've experienced, but some of them get power freaks involved who enjoy dominating everyone, and they'll do this kind of stuff. They say, we don't want to see that out your window, you know, through your window. But again, why not have a ribbon that says, we know the New World Order is killing us. We know the government's poisoning us. We know there's a eugenics operation. We need to come up with some symbolism like that, and then we can all just identify. Maybe an upside-down flag that in the white stripes had little messages that says there is a program to poison the population. There is a program to impoverish the population. There is a program to destroy the family. There is a program to bring in world government. And it's run by the large central banks like the Federal Reserve here in the United States. And until we identify that enemy, we have no future. America and the world is occupied by the New World Order. They are the enemy. Discover the enemy or perish. And you stick the upside-down flag on everything. And people go up and read what's in the messages. And then others can add what they think the problem is in the emergency message. And then that can spread. There. If you go out and do it, it'll be a great victory against the enemy. Will it bring them down? No. But the act of resistance and truth will. You need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. And we need to combat it at every level. All right, let me get into the situation in Russia. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And when I go to you at the bottom of the hour, I'm not going to make you sit there and hold. I'm going to go to you. In fact, John Harmon, this is an order. You are, just today as a test, to fade me down if I try to talk during a 60-second period. We will let the person talk for 60 seconds, and they will be hung up on. Regardless of how important their information is, that's how we'll get to a bunch of calls.
Sounds good.
And then I will have 15 seconds to respond, and we'll move to the next person.
This will be a day long remembered.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into the Russia situation. Well, here's the arrogant mobster criminal, Joe Biden. Russia is alone, naked in front of the entire world. No, you are, you criminal leech. There's another one. Biden in Europe to reassure our allies over Russia's moves in Ukraine. Washington Post. Folks, Russia took less than 10% of the country that historically has been part of Russia. I know you know that. But notice the hoax calling, the media calling Obama weak and the neocons calling Obama weak. The globalists, with neocon help and NATO help, just took 90-plus percent of the country and put their regime that will now join the EU for looting. They voted to not join the EU. Now they're going to have a Marshall Plan, emergency aid, signing them onto the debt. The EU just took 90-plus percent of the country. Russia came in to grab their bases and gas pipelines, and they're calling it a victory for Putin. So he can then strut around in his gold palace, when in truth, this is a major defeat for Russia. That's spin for you. And then Israel and the neocons give right-wing support and cover to Obama, who's on the exact same team. That's the rest of the story. Good day. We're going to skip this network break. This is too important. I've got to cover this story now. Ron Paul. I'm going to read this whole article out of USA Today because it says it all, very measured, very reasonable, what I've been saying for weeks. In USA Today, Ron Paul, Crimea secedes, so what? Residents of Crimea voted over the weekend on whether they would remain an autonomous region of the Ukraine or join the Russian Federation. In doing so, they joined a number of countries and regions, including recently Scotland, Catalonia, and Venice. They are seeking to secede from what they view as an unresponsive or repressive governments. By 96.77%. The latter three are proceeding without much notice, while overwhelmingly Crimea vote to secede from Ukraine has incensed the U.S. and European Union officials, who are run by globalist banks, I should add, and has led NATO closer to conflict with Russia in any time since the height of the Cold War. What's the big deal? Ron Paul goes on to say, opponents of the Crimea vote like to point to the legality of the referendum, but self-determination is a centerpiece of international law. Article 1 of the United Nations Charter points out clearly that the purpose of the UN is to develop friendly relations among nations based on respect for the principle of equal rights and self-determination of peoples. Why does the U.S. care which flag will be hoisted on a small piece of land thousands of miles away? 8,000 miles away, technically. Critics point to the Russian occupation of Crimea as evidence that no fair vote could have taken place. Where were these people when an election held in Iraq, occupied by U.S. troops, was called a triumph of democracy? Perhaps the U.S. officials who supported the unconstitutional overthrow of Ukraine's government should refocus their energies on learning our own constitution, which does not allow the government to overthrow governments overseas or spend $1 billion to bail out Ukraine and its international creditors. Though the Obama administration applied some minimal sanctions on selected Russian and Crimean individuals, neither the U.S. nor the EU can afford significant sanctions against Russia. Global trade provides too much economic benefit to both sides. Indeed, Paul continued to wrote, international markets rallied on news that the sanctions would be thus far minimal. They understand that trade and economic engagement are the surest roads to peace and prosperity. Let's hope governments will follow their lead. From the Ron Paul Institute, stories also at InfoWars.com. We carry all the Ron Paul Institute information, most of it. Now, how do you spin that? We cannot believe how weak Obama is. He only backed taking over 90%+ of the country and seizing it and firebombing the police stations and shooting people and overthrowing an elected government. And, how dare Obama be weak on Syria over the last 3 years, blowing up hundreds and hundreds of churches every month, murdering Christians and others in mass, funding al-Qaeda 200,000 strong to attack the country, and now we want an Air Force bombardment and total invasion of a country that did nothing. I mean, how weak of Obama! Give him 9 more peace prizes! I mean, how weak of him signing the Obamacare Act, written by Ezekiel Emanuel and the Republican Party and Democratic Party with the offshore megabanks. How dare him do that? How dare him, double and triple the prices for the foreign banks? How dare him build more abortion clinics in the black neighborhoods the New World Order wants to kill? How dare him try to disarm the American people when the big banks are the ones financing that? How dare him invade 6 different African countries in the last 7 years? Or 6 years or whatever it is. How dare him use al-Qaeda to bring down Libya? How dare him just absolutely sign on to $1 billion in aid that will be used for the military? How dare him back NATO arming Ukrainian troops massing in Ukraine right now, in Ukraine, refusing to leave, saying, quote, they will battle the Russians for it. How dare him? He is weak, ladies and gentlemen. He's just totally bringing down the U.S., raping everybody of their finances, turning us over to the New World Order, and then they've got all these people running around, jumping up and down, saying he's weak. And then it's like some kind of, we're scoring when Krauthammer, who's good on a lot of subjects, comes out and says, yeah, Obama looks real weak. Dick Cheney says, he's real weak. Man, Putin's really showing us right now. I mean, we just grabbed 90%+ of a country full of oil and pipelines and grain, and we're going to suck it dry right now. I mean, I'll tell you, Hitler got half of Poland, we would have got 90%. That's how you game people. That's how you take over right there. And the public buys it. Yeah, Putin's really tough. He's really showing us right now. There's a lot of traitors like Alex Jones and Ron Paul that don't think we should have war with Russia. Yeah, those commies, Ron Paul and Alex, they want to cut taxes down to nothing, get rid of the income tax, give the states most of the power and empower the family and get rid of the Department of Education and arm everybody. They love John Wayne and cars that go 200 miles an hour. These are some really communist people. Folks, you didn't know that I've been accused in literally hundreds of publications of being a KGB agent? Of course, back when I said that our government was funding al-Qaeda, they had the media claim that I'm a al-Qaeda sleeper cell person. Oh, yes. That's why There is something the establishment does get, though, and I've been told this in some high-level meetings. They've actually done their homework. They do this on anybody. You know, just until about 50 years ago, and this is probably discriminatory and a bad thing, but back when America really was run by Americans, you couldn't get a high-level position unless your family had been here back in 1776. That's kind of inclusive, a little bit elitist, isn't it? But I could go be part of the societies with the elites that were from the Mayflower. I could go be part of the Sons of the Republic of Texas. My mom could be Daughters of the Republic of Texas. Grandma is. I'm not saying I'm some hoity-toity guy, but the whole point is I'm an American, and you get that through your stinking heads. And don't you ever, you scumbag traitors who are sold out to the foreign banks that are gutting this country, don't you ever, ever tell me I work for some foreign government. And you know who you are. I dare one of these neocons to get in my face and say that I'll punch you in the nose. You understand that? You ever say that I'm not loyal to this country? Go ahead, punch me in the face. I will stomp your ass into the ground. And I don't mean to talk like this, but I am an American, 110%. And you tell me I'm not a loyal American, I will stomp you into the ground. Do you understand that? I want this country to survive. I love this country. I believe in this country. We were exceptional. And I'm sick of people signing us on to the New World Order, to world government, destroying our industry, destroying our country, poisoning our people chemically and culturally. And then you have got the nerve to sit up here and tell me that I'm not an American. You're not an American. You're a piece of trash sold out to the New World Order. The neocons, the Democratic Party, all of you are enemies. Enemies, you want to usurp me, you want to usurp my family, and you want to usurp everyone and trot them underfoot. Well, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to put up with it. And that's what it comes down to. I am the rightful heir. You are the rightful heir. We are the rightful heirs of this republic. And I don't care if you just got off a boat here. If you like the Bill of Rights and Constitution, you like freedom. You don't want handouts. You don't want to be a slave. You want guns. You want to raise your own children. You don't want to abort 53 million, 54 million babies. Then you are my brother. I don't care what color you are or where you're from. You want freedom? Then you're on the same side as I am. But if you want to be part of gangs and inside scams and all this crud, you're an enemy. But I do see the Russians surrounded, and I do see them being bullied and pushed around, and I see a sovereign country, just like America, under New World Order attack. And I do have solidarity with the Russians at that level. Because they're being attacked by the same pack of wolves that already pulled us down and is eating our guts right now. And they're trying to pull Russia down right now. They had Russia down for 70-plus years, absolutely murdering those people by the tens of millions. And now they want to do that here. You absolutely better believe I'm on fire to not see Russia overrun by the New World Order and destroyed. Russia's trying to rebuild itself economically. As Ron Paul said at the end of his article, he says, instead, international markets rallied on news that the sanctions would be thus far minimal. They understand that trade and economic engagement are the surest roads to peace and prosperity. Let's hope governments will follow their lead. I want to compete on ideas and products. And if we beat the Russians in competition, great. You want to have competitions and see American companies in America win contracts? That's great. Then Russians will buy our products and vice versa. I don't want to be successful in the old, ancient, barbarian, fraudulent, imperial way of just making people slaves. I want to be successful by true competition and true free will, and that's what I stand for. And that's what will build our civilization and give us a future. We have been overrun by the most dishonorable, anti-liberty, anti-human gangs the world could ever imagine, and we are in deep bondage, and we are losing our genetics. They are wrecking human genetics at many levels in an irreversible way. That's on record. We are being vandalized. We are being attacked. The globalists are the ultimate criminals to dare attack the virtuous. That's where I stand. And excuse me for saying I'll kick people's butt. It's just a certain point, I dare one of these media people, one of these guys come up and tell me I'm a KGB agent. Go ahead. If I am, come punch me in the nose. I'm going to stomp your head in the ground. I'll show you who the American is, punk.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
In the heat of the night, we are taking your phone calls. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go to your phone calls here just momentarily. I genuinely get mad on air. People ask me all the time, is that an act? And I think it could be an act as far as I let myself get angry. But most of the time, there isn't even 1% of acting in what I'm doing. If I'm sitting around acting silly, it's me having fun. But I was telling the story about the Dallas cops being ordered to not let us demonstrate peacefully on a sidewalk. And how I blew up at them and got mad at them. And how I probably shouldn't have gotten that mad, but they were robbing us of our birthright. And I started getting mad because it was coming back to me just how pathetic this is. And it's the same thing. We're overrun by the globalists. They're destroying the country. And they're bringing us into something really horrible. It's not like we're being conquered by, you know, the Greeks or something, and we're some, you know, group living in squalor and our life's about to get better 2,500 years ago or whatever. We're being conquered by the eugenicist New World Order who absolutely plan to kill us. James Bond, do you expect me to talk, Goldfinger? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. There's no quarter, there's no games, there's no... And that's what's so frustrating about all this, is that I really know I'm telling the truth. I really know what the stakes are. It's a Twilight Zone episode. It should be a no-brainer to get out of this, folks. We just have to admit how much trouble we're in. I mean, I read these quotes here where Obama is, you know, saying, okay, pull out of Crimea, or that's it. They're still saying that. That's in The Hill. Obama says Putin at breaking point. Got another one here out of, trying to find it, out of Bloomberg, where he says, all right, I'm giving you another ultimatum. Here it is. Obama says Putin must pull back on Crimea annexation. I mean, it's not happening. Romney calls it the price of failed leadership because he brought up Ukraine and Obama said that, you know, that wasn't going to be an issue. Well, I mean, they all knew that they were planning back in 97 under Brzezinski to launch an attack to take over most of the country. They predicted the Russians would grab Crimea. That's the default position, to grab something that's already been part of Russia. So again, they did act on Crimea. They grabbed 90%+ of the country of Ukraine. And that's Romney and them giving Obama right cover. Remember, Romney helped write Obamacare and got it passed in Massachusetts. The same screw job model. That's why we're in so much trouble. That's why we've got to take over the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And that could happen if people started realizing just how evil these two parties are. People say, well, just create a new party. They've already rigged everything. You want to take these parties over. And believe me, it can be done with our ideas, because our ideas are so much more popular than what the globalists are selling and pushing. Now, finally, this transmission is listener-supported. And we have come out with a fourth product at InfoWarsLife.com. I guess a fifth if you count the great organic coffee from Southern Mexico. That's my favorite blend, personally, that we've put out. Directly buying it from the Chiapas farmers there in the high mountains, volcanic soil, the weight of America. We got two different blends, and all your purchases support the broadcast. We now have what I dubbed the silver bullet. And to put it to you this way, we could have got colloidal silver a million places and private labeled it. It took us about 8 months to finally get this. We got a limited amount. More is going to be coming in, but it is selling out very, very quickly. Silver bullet is the strongest colloidal silver and one of the smallest nano-sized particles, and that's what they say you want, really small. And the place made us the biggest batch they've ever produced. And they said that, they sent us the test. It is silver bullet. Consult your physician before you use it. I wish I would have had something this strong back when I had the strep throat a few weeks ago and didn't know it. I was taking silver, and it did finally knock it out. But it was extremely painful. This stuff is strong. But I'm going to tell you, again, consult your physician, because if you use too much silver, there's side effects. You have to drink, you know, a lot of it. You know, they say some people go crazy and drink hundreds of bottles a year of it, and their skin turns blue. You will literally turn into a Gamelon. You know, Star Blazers, the animated cartoon from the 80s, where the Gamelons are blue-skinned humanoids. I mean, you will turn blue. So I'm going to throw that out there to everybody. But it is an amazing antibiotic, topically, you name it. It's silver bullet. In fact, will you somebody bring me some silver bullet in? I've got one of our new products coming out. I'm not going to announce it right here in my hand. But will somebody run me over some silver bullet? I had some silver bullet and took it home in here yesterday. Let me take my survival shield right now. Keeps me going. But anyways, all those purchases at InfoWarsLife.com make the broadcast possible. And you have my pledge. We will have the highest levels of testing. We will have the highest levels of quality. We will bring you the very best we can get in an industry-wide deep research, whether it's a Supermel Vitality, the Fluoride Shield, the Survival Shield, the Silver Bullet. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com, along with all the Molon Labe t-shirts and the rest of it. By the way, that Molon Labe design I came up with is now getting grabbed everywhere. being circulated is extremely popular. I knew that shirt would be our best seller ever. And well, we've got those available as well. Okay, here's Silver Bullet. We have it in multiple different sizes, but it's in a big 2-ounce bottle. And ladies and gentlemen, it is powerful. And again, you can see it right there. You notice it's not clear, folks. It's gold. And it is powerful compared to, I mean, I've got dozens of forms of colloidal silver at home for topical, you name it. Anytime I got a sore throat, you name it, give to the dogs. This stuff, just look out because we only bring you high powered stuff. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, dietary supplement. And it's got deionized water and silver. Contains no yeast, anything. So there you go. And we've got the best laboratory in the country we could find. 8-month search. Well, about 6-month search, the 2 months to produce this. It's dangerous when they produce this. It's like a Frankenstein movie with the electricity and stuff when they make this. Okay. So there you go. Available at InfoWarsLife.com if you want that. And it's going to sell out like I thought in about a week. But then we'll get more in, but it will probably be a while. And that's not a sales tech to say it sells out. You've seen it sell out for a month before, the fluoride shield or the survival shield. InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, we're going to go to your calls now. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Julio, longtime caller. I recognize him. It's the same Julio. He's not even reporting for us in Illinois. What's your take on all this? 60 seconds.
It is the same Julio, Alex football as well. We're going through some crazy times, my friend, and you just spoke about how dangerous both of these parties are. I mean, we are really dealing with a bunch of psychopaths, a bunch of narcissists, sociopaths. I mean, you name it. We're dealing with some dangerous people. And again, this isn't the United States people endorsing an invasion of Ukraine or invasion of Crimea. This is the corporate state. This is Chevron getting set to make billions of dollars in the oil fields and the gas regions of Ukraine and Crimea. This is Monsanto and all the other agriculture businesses set to make billions of dollars, pennies on the dollar, taking over the breadbasket of Europe that is Ukraine. We are really dealing with some crazy people. John McCain this morning is at a town hall in Arizona trying to sell his constituents on just how dangerous Vladimir Putin is and how we need to invade the Ukraine. It's really.
That's right. Time's up. You're absolutely right. They're calling for military action against the Russians. And again, John Corzine made 40-1 bets with other people's money, and he's the head of Goldman Sachs that basically runs the U.S. And that shows an example of these people. And he got away with it. Let's go to the next caller. Thank you, Julio. Giving each caller 1 minute. Let's talk to Ironhead in Washington. Go ahead, Ironhead.
Hey there, Pumpkinhead. Pumpkinhead and Ironhead, front row seats on the boxcars on the way to the re-education centers, right? Watching in-game reruns. Okay, I'm going to talk fast. I'm going to give you a triune aphorism to how the capstone is being laid. I'll state the premise that there is no individual countries anymore. They're all laid in at the top level. And it goes to three things that I came into contact with. Number one, I met an individual about 10 years ago who was not only close personal friends with Larry McDonald, he was also supposed to be on that airplane that was blown out of the sky, Flight 007. Off air, I'll give you his name. It would be a great segue into a Larry McDonald crossfire interview that Rue Kizer and Pat Buchanan laid. Number two, that's proof that Russia, that plane took over that plane. It was definitely as a control measure by the oligarchic control structure at the top level. Number two, back in 2000.
I'm going to put you on hold. You can give us your info if you want. We can't get to everybody if I don't give you just a minute. Larry McDonald was a Democrat, was the head of the John Birch Society, basically, was a patriot, was smart, good-looking. He was going to end up being president. They brought him down. They killed him. And it's been proven. You're absolutely right. They were scared of him. Flight 007. Look it up, folks. Just like the Malaysia flight. Let's talk to Nick in California. You're on the air.
Suppressing my butterflies, the metaphor. Hey,
you're a little bit distorted. I couldn't understand that. Go ahead.
Okay. Since the federal government shut down, every single engine plane bugging me disappeared. When Obama signed the debt ceiling measurement law, they're right back, but there's little through. But when he signs that thing, the takeovers, they still, the financing is still there. And that's where Crimea River goes in. The idiot who wins, Rodeo music, you know, it suppresses the noise, and the tenants, they want to take the noise out of the grunts. It's a suppression. I just switched subjects because I'm so off.
I hear you. I appreciate your call, Nick. Listening on 1340 KOMY. Appreciate it. We don't screen your calls, folks, so welcome to the show. Let's talk to Robert in Arkansas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener and second-time caller. You'd asked earlier about what we could use as a unifying symbol for unity, and I want to announce Operation Take Back, where every American that is awake should be showing a flag in front of their home or business as a sign that the Constitution is the ultimate law of the land. And if you are awake, we should have our turn your porch light on and go around your neighborhood, see who's awake, who isn't awake. What we need to do is we need to be talking to our neighbors, and those that are not awake yet, we need to wake them up. We need to get out there, and we need to take neighborhood by neighborhood, city by city.
Total genius. I agree with you. We need to canvass our neighborhoods, identify who's awake, then organize to then try to wake the others up, and there's strength in numbers. Your neighbors are ready to wake up. People are ready for freedom. You've just got to set the brush fires in your area. Absolutely. Great idea. Thank you, Robert. Let's talk to Jerry in Georgia. Then we're going to El Salvador and Thailand. Jerry in Georgia, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. What I want everybody to do is just Google these words, radioactive plume, South Carolina. Since January, there's been a tritium leak into the water system. You'll find dozens and dozens of little local news articles about it, but nothing national and nothing about the journalists don't go. They don't test it. But the DHEC, you've got articles where they admit there is a leak from the Barnwell dump facility into the groundwater. And again,
that's a tritium leak. That's not too healthy. Of course, Ann Coulter says it's good for us, so maybe she can wave her magic wand and it'll save us. Say that again. What do you search? Because I hadn't heard about that leak.
Radioactive plume, South Carolina.
Radioactive plume, South Carolina. Guys, search engine that. We'll put it up even during the next caller. Thank you, sir. That's why we're taking a lot of calls. See, a lot of interesting stuff comes out. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, would you please do a show with the founder of Ithaca Hours, Paul Glover, and if you want to put me on hold, I'd gladly give you the contact information. Another great guest would be Wayne Walson, who's been instrumental in several community currencies around the country, including Mountain Hours. That's mtnhours.com. And that's a great way to stimulate local economies and keep the currency local.
I'm all about local currencies, especially ones that aren't even digital because they can't track them. And that it's all about goodwill and what's trusted, and I'm all about local barter. Go ahead.
Yes, and if you, like I said, put me on hold, I'll give you all their contact information. PaulGlover.org is one of his sites, and he's running for governor.
I'll tell you what, do this. It's hard to just give me all the info on air. Email it to us, folks. We get a lot of guest ideas that way. Showtips@Infowars.com. Thank you, Chris. Let's talk to Edward in El Salvador. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I actually just wanted to talk about the Malaysian flight that's been missing for a few days. It's insane to me that the American people and anybody else who's been keeping up with this story can actually believe that it's missing. How do you lose a plane with however many people, 239 people on board, with all cell phones, you know, supposedly they track cell phones and they can figure out where people are and look at you through your camera. And they can't find a whole bunch of people, supposedly three Americans on board. I mean, it's just like, what exactly?
It does sound like a giant stunt to distract us from the stuff happening in Ukraine and other areas.
And that's another thing. And in Ukraine, is this the beginning of World War III with Russia and Ukraine? And
it's definitely the beginning of a new Cold War, brother. I appreciate your call. We're moving quick. Thanks for the call from El Salvador. Ben, in Missouri, I know we're going to go to you in a minute. Actually, the next caller is Barry in Thailand. Maybe it's Barack Obama from Thailand. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. Hey, just wanted to give you a show tip. I don't know if you're aware of this. I'm an options trader, and I pay attention to these things. But George Soros had taken out a large put option position on the S&P right before things really broke down in the Ukraine, which, you know, I know from you that he was funding the protests there. So he would have profited hugely when he sold that position when it took a nosedive after the unrest kind of reached a crescendo there. So it's kind of a 9/11 put option scandal that I think you guys should look into.
Very interesting. Again, let me write that down. I'll have the reporters look into it. What was this? He put a put option in against the S&P?
There's an article in MarketWatch that says Soros doubles a bearish bet on S&P to the tune of $1.3 billion. And if, put option position that, is worth $1.
Sure, and then he goes in and he destabilizes the country. That's what he constantly does. I mean, I know he's in there market rigging. I know he's in there saying this may bring down Europe, which he's betting against right now. He just is an absolute monstrous little pig.
He would have made zillions on that. So you guys ought to look into that. Other than that, from Bangkok, it's really weird here. I'm about ready to leave, I think. But the cancer wards here in the hospitals are filled with children that are being poisoned by the additives in the food. And
well, Barry, there are too many people. So we got to kill all the children. Folks, take your shots.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states? Is 100% made in the USA? Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Just a cast away. Island lost at sea. Oh, love's a lonely day. No one here but me. Oh, more loneliness. Any man could bear. But you need me.
someone gets my message in a bottle, yeah.
Now, where are all the mainline liberals? Oh, they're promoting war, Obamacare, acting trendy. Because they're told to do it. They're told. You get behind the establishment agenda so all the trendies out there think it's cool. You're not going to get any more roles. And most of them sell out, folks. Well, we're not going to have any future if people don't start more and more going public coming out. And that's starting to happen where the system's not going to be able to maintain control. But don't be selfish if you're a Bruce Willis, who I know is awake, or others, and not speak out, because we're going to lose everything if you don't do it. Speak out against the whole system. Pick an issue. Fluoride. Second Amendment. World governance. Eugenics. The cancer epidemic, which they're designing on record. None of you are going to be protected. None of you are safe. This is an artificial system that's been built to make us artificially feel safe so they can incrementally social engineer us. You're living in a science fiction movie, folks. You're living in a proto-matrix. What are you going to do about it? I can put messages in bottles all day and send them out. You can send this video out to people. But you need to become a leader as well. And I speak to those that are in the establishment, because you're just in the same boat as us, regardless. Let's continue with phone calls ahead of Mr. Dent joining us. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Michigan on the Ukraine. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, what's up?
Worldwide transmission. Go ahead.
Yeah, right on. I just want to say this whole Ukraine thing, it's part of the captive nations operation that Eisenhower instated. You know, it's, so it's been like 50-something years of this whole like Cold War, so to say. But I just want to like state this quote from Stalin. America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, it's spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. Joseph Stalin.
He did say that, and they've done that to us. But again, the globalists were doing it here without the Russians' help. Anything else?
No, that's, I just wanted to bring that to light, that it's been going on for 53 years, you know, it's not nothing new. It's, you know, the whole Keegan, you know, is related to Newman, the husband. He's part of the, you know, the whole new American century doctrine, you know, and it's the same thing as the, you know, captive nations.
Well, the new American century, the PNAC people are the Trotskyites. On record, literal Russian group, communist group that got kicked out by Stalin. I mean, that's why the neocons and Obama work together. It is a disgusting group of people. I appreciate your call. Great points, John. Ben in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, terrorist. How's it going?
I'm good. I am for the Second Amendment. I'm a bad person. And racist as well.
You really are. Yeah, well, I heard you talking about LeBron James like that. That was extremely racist. I'm really offended that you would say something about somebody who's so good at putting a basket through a hoop and jumping up and down and all those other kinds of things. So I don't know. I don't know if I can listen to you anymore. But the reason why I called was because my mom and dad, mom took a job with Loving Big Pharma over in Switzerland. They live in Basel. Now, they have a festival called Fasnacht. I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's basically like a Mardi Gras type festival in Switzerland. And they have parades and everything else, and they have different cliques is what they're called that have, they cover a certain themes.
I got to hear about this. We're going to finish your call, take a few more, then we got our guest coming.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.